the Sefer. That's at the end of the Mishnah, the Sefer of the Mishnah, when it says when they had a Kedushin B'Aveira, that the kid goes there to the Begam, Kamokam the Sefer, is Lasuye Ger Shanosa Mamzeris. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's very good. A Ger Shanosa Mamzeris is called the Kedushin B'Aveira. That's what's coming to include. So therefore comes the good according to Rabbi Yehuda. If you want to say Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosi, that holds what a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres, a kahal gerim lo yikri kal. If so, then the Mishnah is like this. Ko mokum dereisha, what's the ratio that comes to start off with? Ki demarin. Like we just got for the thing, it's coming to include Yisrael shenosa chalolo. In such a case where the gushim was done beheter and the kid is also after the father. V'yezazu, where are the demutim, only this and not other places? Also, could the Amorin, like the Lamute, the Ravin, or the Ravdimi, the Ger, Shanosa, Mamzeris. Like we said before, that also comes out good, but the question is, Elo kol makom the Sefer, in the Mishnah, in the Sefer, when it says that the Kedushin is done via Vera, that the kid goes after the Begam, Lasuyamai, what is it coming to include? Because according to Rabbi Yossi, a Ger is allowed to marry a Mamzeris. That's not called done via Vera. So where is there a case that the Kedushin was done by Avera that the Mishnah does not say that Kol Mokum comes to include it? What are we coming to include when the Mishnah says Kol Mokum, when they did the Kedushin by Avera, the kid goes after the Pagam? What are we coming to include? That's what the Kasha. Gemara says, no, all the time according to your Tam, the Rabbi Yud, even according to Rabbi Yud, Shita, that you want to say Ger is not allowed to marry a Mamzeris. So Kol Mokum, the Sefer is good, but still, Ezezu the Sefer, when the Mishnah and the Sefer explains clearly what's called an Avera, that the kid goes after the Pgam, or an Amon L'Kohen Gadol, Lomeli, why does the Mishnah have to say these cases, Mashma, some cases no, it's Lachuki, some cases, what's the case that's no good? Elu, what do you have to say? I did the Tony Reisha, since in the Reisha it says exactly which cases were there, it's excluding other cases, say Ezezu, Tony Sefer, Ezezu, it already says the same thing, Ezezu and the Sefer also. So I'll tell you, according to Rabbi Yosef, the same shot could be in the Sefer also, Wachinami. I did the Tani Reisha Komokam, since the beginning of the Mishnah starts off by saying Komokam Sheish Kedushin V'yein Avera, Tana Nami Sefer Komokam. Therefore the Sefer also says Komokam Sheish Avera, Yer of this Halacha, even though it's not coming to include anything special. Therefore it's not a kash according to Rabbi Yosef. Gufa, now we'll explain what we just learned. Gufa, what we just learned, that Kiyosi Rav, when Ravan came, Omer Rabbi Yechon and said over, the umois by the goyim, you go after the father. There's a case you go after the father by goyim. Nizgairu, let's say two goyim became gerim, became Jews, and then they got married. Then we go after the begam, whichever one is worse off, the bigger begam, the kid goes after that. We'll soon explain what it means. Now first, my biumas holachachar azocher. What does Rabbi Yechon mean to say by the goyim, you go after the father? Kedatanya, like we learn like this. Minayan, how do we know? Li'echad minu umais, one of the other nations, not from the seven nations in Eretz Yisrael, that there the Torah says clearly, lo'istichaye kol neshama, you're not allowed to leave anybody alive from the seven nations. You have to kill them all out. You're not allowed to take them for an Eved Kenani. Now, how do I know? Minayan li'echad minu umais, if an African, a guy from a different nation, not from the seven nations, comes, shebu ala kananis, he comes and lives with a Canaanite or any one of these ladies from the seven nations. For her lived then, and they have a kid. How do I know this kid does not have a loch like his mother to say you have to kill him, but rather he goes after the father, he's called another African, that you're allowed to keep him alive? How do you know this? Talmud Lemon, the Pasuk says, Vigam ibnei ateshovim, even for the people that are living, I guarantee more than living with you. Mehem tiknu, from them you're allowed to buy an Eved. How could it be the people living near you are from the seven nations, you have to kill them out? Elamai, it has to be that the father came from another nation, the father is an African, so therefore the African lived with the Canaanis, the kid you're allowed to keep alive, you're allowed to use them for an Eved Canaani. Yochlai would have thought to say, so af Eved, Shabua Shivcha min Umais, even an Eved Canaani that lives with a Shivcha from an African lady, then they have a kid, maybe also you go Lukula, even if just the mother is an African, even though the father is from the Kanani prison, it's in the seven nations, Talmud Lomer. The Pasuk says, no. Asher holidu b'yatzachem, what's born in your nations, in the land. Menan alodim b'yatzachem, lo menagerim b'yatzachem. So the kids of the Yisrael is, you go after the father and not after the mother in such a case. So therefore, as long as the father is from a different nation, not from the seven nations, and has a kid, even though the mother is from the seven nations, you're allowed to keep him alive. You're allowed to use him for an eved. But if the father is from a Kanani, if the father is from the seven nations, even though he lives with a shiksa from another nation, not from the seven nations, still you go after the father, and therefore you go after the father. Yeah. So again, if the father is a different nation, it's okay. But if the father is from the Zion Umas, even though the mother is from another nation, still such a kid, you have a mitzvah to kill him, you cannot use him for an eved Kanani. Then it says what? Nizgairu. In the case where the Goyim became Jews, holach achra pagam shevishneim. Now if they have a kid, the kid is from the worst of both of them. So Mara says, Bamai, what are we talking about? Elaim, if you want to tell me, Bemitzri, talking about an Egyptian that became a Jew, shenosa amoynis, that married an amoynis that became a Jew. Says, so for the Gemara, my pagam nika, what kind of pagam is it? The Torah says here, amoyni v'loy amoynis. There's no pagam. You're not allowed to marry an Amoni. A man from an Amoni you can't marry. But an Amoni is a girl, a lady from an Amoni, you could marry. So what's wrong if a mitzvah marries an Amoni? There's no pagam here. Elo, the case is like this. The Amoni, true, if the man is an Amoni, shenosa mitzvahs, that he marries a mitzvahs. See, what's the luck of the kids? So it's like this. Vi zocher heve, if the kid is a zocher, shad yabasu today, send him after the father. Therefore, the kid is called an Amoni, and the locher is lo yovei Amoni bekal Hashem loylam. This kid can never marry into a Jewish Bas Yisrael. Even if he becomes a ger, he can't marry a Bas Yisrael. So you go to Chumri to say he goes there to the begam of the father. Vina keva heve. Let's say she's in a keva. It's like this: if she go after the father, she'll be called an Amoinis. Amoinis, you mutter to marry right away. So therefore, we say go to Chumra heve shad yabas v'lidah. Send the daughter after the mother. The mother is a mitzvah. So now the halacha is, they can't marry into Klal Yisrael, our dar shlishi. So therefore this girl now, she's called a dar sheni. She'll still have to wait another generation until she can marry into Klal Yisrael. So that's the case, by Gerim, you gotta go to Chumra. The kid is the Chumra, whether it's after the father or after the mother, you go to Chumra. Then the Mishnah says, V'chol she'en le'ol kedushin. Anytime you marry somebody that has no kedushin, you marry your sister, you marry your mother, chveis erevis, the halacha is the kid's a mamza. But the kedushin is not chal. The Gemara minohan emili, how do we know this, that there's no kedushin on erevis, the chayv ekrisis? The yom rabbi chiyah barav and yom rabbi yechanan, ulmata bon some have it mishum de rabbi yanai, v'rabacha b'rei de rabba ulmata bon mishum rabbi yosei glili, said over the name of rabbi yosei glili. Omak rabbi posik says, v'yotza mi beisai v'holcha bois l'shachar. He got a get, she got a get, and she went to marry somebody else. So we dashin liacherim b'leil lekroivim. The kedushin is only chal by somebody else, not by kroivim. By kroivim, there's no kedushin. You can't marry your kroivim. Maskev lo rababo v'yeim. Maybe it's like this liachav b'leil leben. Maybe only your son you can't marry. Maybe some other kroivim you could. Verse says no ben bediksir be. The ben, the pasuk says clearly loyikach ish esh eshes aviv. A son cannot marry his father's a mother, his father's wife. So it says lo yikach ish esheshes aviv. So achal amuli. What's the pasuk said before by acher? Voice lish acher. Shemamin al acherim lo lekroivim. Make this drasha that you get married only to acherim, but not lekroivim. Kroivim that have an din erev upon you, chayiv krisis, there's no kedushin. But the marviyema may be idivid leben. Maybe both yukim going upon a son that a son cannot marry his mother. And I'll tell you, hold look at Chilo Vahodi Yevet. Maybe there's only one saying, if only it would have been for one postek, I'd say, this is not very, you're not allowed to do it. But if you do it, the Kedushin is Chal. The second postek comes to teach me, Afilu Vahodi Yevet, the Kedushin is not Chal. Gemara says, no, look at Chilo that you're not allowed to do it, Me'achos Isha Nafka. I learned it out from Achos Isha. From what? From your wife's sister. Oma Achos Isha, just like your wife's sister. The chorus that there's a Chiyav chorus involved. The pasuk says, "Lo tekadesh, you can't marry her." Chay v'misas bezin lekol shchein. Isn't it for sure that you can't marry into a chay v'misas? So of course you're not allowed to do it.
Maybe I'll say maybe both sukkim are still going with your wife's sister. One is saying you're not supposed to do it, and the second one is saying that even if you did do it, the kedushin is not chal. So it's ein achanam yistake true. But so far we only have sukkim that if you marry your wife's sister, the kedushin is not chal. So Mor says ashkechon achos isha true. We know now by the erev of achos isha, your wife's sister. If you go to marry her, the kedushin is not chal. Shar arroyis minol. How do we know all the other arroyis that if you marry them, the kedushin is not chal? So Gemara says, Yafinu miachos isha. I learned it out from this erev of achos isha. Ma achos isha, just like your wife's sister. Miyuchedes she erva. She's an erva to you. V'chayovim al zdoin nekoros. If you live with her, b'meizid yichayev koros. V'yar shigagos achatis. V'shoyged yichayev achatis. And the Pasuk says it twice here to teach us that even if you do marry her, the Kedushin is not Chal. So I'll tell you, Av Kol, she erva, the Chayovim, Azdoin, the Chorus, Vashagos, the Chatis, Letavsi, Bakadushin. So all the other Arroyis, your sister, your mother-in-law, whatever it is, all the other Arroyis, the Kedushin is not Chal. So Mara says like this, Bishle, Makulian, Asin, Staka, true. All the other Arroyis you can learn out from your sister-in-law. Ela'ashis ish, but somebody else's wife. The Eishes Ach, or your brother's wife. Ikal Mifrach, here I could ask questions. Here I would not know to say, if you marry somebody else's wife, that the Kedushin is not Chal. So I would have thought to say, maybe, Mal Yachos Eishes Shekein Ein Loheta B'Mokha Mitzvah. Your wife's sister, there's never a way you can marry her. You can't marry your wife's sister. But Tiyoma V'Eishes Ach, your brother's wife, she Eish Loheta B'Mokha Mitzvah. There is sometimes a heter to marry her. In the case where your brother dies and there's no kids there, there's a mitzvah yibum. So since there's a case of a mitzvah yibum that you're allowed to marry your brother's wife, so maybe even when there's not a mitzvah yibum, maybe also, but the effort if you do it, maybe the vision is chal. And the same thing, eshusish nami, a regular married lady. If you want to go marry her, maybe their kedushin could be chal. Even though it's an avera. Because ikal mitzvah, you ask a question like this. Alright, turn over. So Mora says, Eishes is also Nami. Iklim, if you could ask the question, that you can't learn out Eishes Ish from your wife's sister. Iklim Ifruch, Ma lahanach shekein ein loheta b'chay yosrin. Kol zaman your wife is alive, there's no way for you to live with your wife's sister. She's always asked to you, kol zaman your wife is alive. If true, if your wife dies, then you let her marry her. But when your wife is alive, there's no way for you to marry your wife's sister, even if you give her a get. But Tiyoma B'Eishesish, Mashenkin, a married lady, she Eish Leheta B'Chai Yisrin. Even though the husband's alive, but the husband could give his wife a get, and then she'll become mutter to you. So there is a way that you'll be able to marry that lady B'Heta, even though her husband is alive. So maybe then, even though you do it B'Yisra, it's an Avera to do it, but maybe the Kedushin is Chal. So how do we know if you want to marry now a married lady, or you want to marry your brother's wife, that the Kedushin is not Chal? Elo, therefore, Omer Rav Yana v'Tamer Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua. Omer Akrod Apostik says, Kol Asher Yasim Kol Atuei V'Seilu V'Nichrasu. After the Pashen V'Yikri Yidchesem, Arroyis, it says a klal, Kol. So V'Dashen Hukshu Kol Harroyis Kudlum Yachos Isha. All the Arroyis have the same halacha like your wife's sister. And therefore we say, Ma Achos Isha, just like by the Pashen, if you want to marry your wife's sister. Loi tasi ba kedushin. The other Torah says two psukim teaches even with the eved the kedushin is not chal. I'll tell you the loch is af kol arroyis kulam. All the other arroyis loi tasi ba kedushin. That the loch is if you go marry them even with the eved the kedushin is not chal. But the Gemara Yochi, if so.